Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Welcome to the Daily Hammer, your daily news source when it comes to the Atlanta Braves as part of the Talking Chop Podcast Network. My name is Sean Coleman. Hope wherever you are and wherever you are listening, you are having a terrific start to your Tuesday. It was another Monday and another off day for the Braves. And though there wasn't any exciting news when it comes to extensions or things like that off the field, there's plenty of excitement now as we are in the stretch run of September with the Braves now. 20 games left within the 2021 season with plenty on the line as the Braves finished out their homestand against the Rockies. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. You can find the Daily Hammer, the Talking Chop podcast, and the Road to Atlanta podcast, Talking Chop and Road to Atlanta podcast, each with new episodes out now, all at TalkingChop.com, as well as at Talking Chop across all forms of social media. Again, when it comes to the Braves, here's the latest from Atlanta. So let's reset the scene when it comes to the NL East. All three of the Phillies, Mets, and Braves will be in action once again on the same day, today, and going forward, the Braves have 20 games left in their season, the Phillies have 19, and the Mets have 17 games. And currently in the standings, with 20 games left for the Braves, 19 left for the Phillies, and 17 left for the Mets, the Braves stand 4.5 games above the Phillies and 5.5 games above the Mets in the NL East standings. The way that the percentages look right now is that to win the division, the Braves have an 89.2% chance to win the NL East with a 90.9% chance to make the playoffs. The Phillies right now stand at 8.4% to win the division, 15% to make the playoffs, while the Mets stand at 2.4% to win the division, as well as 4% to make the playoffs. And when it comes to the remaining schedules, I'm going to be honest, you can tell by the percentages, I fully expect that the biggest threat to the Braves in terms of them not winning the NL East, as small of a chance as that is, the Phillies remain a much bigger threat to challenge the Braves in time than the Mets do. And the simple reason why is because of the Phillies' schedule. The Phillies will begin a three-game series with the Chicago Cubs. They will welcome the Cubs to Citizens Bank Park over the next 3 days. After that, you're going to see the Phillies and Mets face off in a critical three-game series in New York. But following that series against New York, so the Phillies will play the Mets, then they'll play the Cubs, and then they'll play the Mets. The Phillies will welcome the Orioles and the Pirates to Citizens Bank Park for 7 straight games before the Phillies will face off against the Braves in Atlanta. So the reason why I feel the Phillies still remain the biggest threat to the Braves, despite the cushion that the Braves have, is for one, how easy the Phillies schedule remains, with the Cubs, the Orioles, and the Pirates playing 10 games against those teams total before they face the Braves in the second-to-last series of the season. But it's not just the fact that the Phillies' schedule is pretty easy going forward. For over a month now, they've had the easiest schedule in the majors to wrap up their season. But the other thing that plays into the equation in the Phillies' favor that may not necessarily be so much in the Braves' favor is the fact that the Braves do have some tough series coming up on their own end. Obviously, today they start off against the Rockies, 3 at home against Colorado, and then they'll go on the road. They'll face the San Francisco Giants for 3 games in San Francisco, 4 games against the Diamondbacks, and then a 3-game series in San Diego, including making up one of their games right after the All-Star break that was rained out. So the Braves have 14 straight games against NL West opponents, 10 of which including a makeup from a rainout game. So 11 total games to play on the West Coast over the next 2 weeks. So the Phillies certainly have the easiest schedule among the Braves, Phillies, and Mets. The Braves, I think, should be fully confident with where they stand right now in the NL East. They just have to take care of business. Obviously, a big West Coast road trip against a few teams in the Giants and the Padres that still have designs, obviously, either on playoff positioning or making the playoffs in general. But for the Braves to get off to the best start, for them to make the most of the current advantageous situation that they're in, it starts with making the most of their opportunity against the Rockies in Atlanta.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
While the Phillies may have a bit of an easier schedule than the Braves moving forward to wrap up the season for both teams, the Braves certainly control their own destiny, and they have the opportunity to create even more room between them and the Phillies with the Rockies coming to Atlanta over the next 3 days. But the Rockies cannot be taken lightly. The Braves know that from just a few days ago when they split the four-game series in Colorado against the Rockies, and it also becomes even more critical for the Braves to know that they got to play to their ability when you consider the fact that it's the Rockies who actually helped the Braves over the weekend, as the Rockies took 3 out of 4 games in Philly before they came to Atlanta. And the thing is that the Braves are going to have to, again, balance out their offense. When the Braves are hitting for power, when they are hitting 3 or more home runs in a game, they absolutely are succeeding. Now, 18-4 on the season following another game with 3 home runs on Sunday to win the series against the Marlins. 18-4 on the season when they hit 3 or more home runs. They lead the National League since the start of August in home runs as well. So when the home run ball is working, when the Braves are hitting the ball out of the ballpark, they obviously are succeeding. That's what made the difference for them with their wins that they got in Colorado. But a few players have been struggling, a few reliable cogs that have really helped carry the Braves to the top of the NL East, and Austin Riley and Dansby Swanson. Both players have struggled quite a bit, Swanson for a significantly longer period of time than Riley, but both of them have not had the best of homestands. Getting both of those players going to support Ozzie and Freddie, as well as Jorge Soler and Adam Duvall, alternating between who gets the big home run, and it seems in almost every single game. If Dansby Swanson and Austin Riley could get going before the Braves head out west, that'll be a great development for Atlanta. But of course, the other thing that really stands out, and to me the biggest narrative of this series against the Rockies, is that Max Fried and Charlie Morton pitched on Saturday and Sunday. So that means that the Braves are going to have to rely on other talents besides Morton and Fried. And over the past few weeks, that has been a lot less reliable than it was a month or so ago. Due to some bullpen struggles, due to the struggles of Tuki Toussaint, Drew Smyly, some shaky comebacks from injury at times from Waskar Yanoa and Ian Anderson. Tonight, Tuki Toussaint will once again take the mound. His last time out certainly was a discouraging start. Obviously, the Braves were not able to make it up, but the hope is that perhaps Tuki Toussaint, for at least one night, can recapture the magic. If he cannot tonight, for some reason, after a day of rest, you have to hope that the Braves' bullpen will certainly be at full strength to be able to support him. But Tuki Toussaint tonight, Waskar Yanoa on Wednesday night, and then Ian Anderson on Thursday. So the fact that the Braves are going to be facing a pretty, you know, an offense that's clicking pretty well right now in the Rockies after their performance in Philadelphia, the Braves are not going to have Charlie Morton or Max Fried to rely on, so you're going to have to hope. While you feel confident in your starting pitching versus who the Rockies are going to be throwing out there in a few of these matchups, when it comes to DeSant, Yanoa, and Ian Anderson, you have to hope they'll be at their best. Anderson did look better his last time out. While Yanoa has struggled a bit, he hasn't been as effective as he was earlier this season. He's keeping the Braves in games. The results have not been there, but he's pitched decently to at least give the Braves a chance to win, especially if their offense is performing to task. So DeSant, Yanoa, and Anderson will certainly need to be on their A games to at least keep the Braves in these games and let the offense do its work. And then obviously the bullpen, Luke Jackson, Jacob Webb, both have emerged as certainly being options late in the game despite the struggles of Will Smith and Reach Rodriguez as of late. You hope Tyler Matzek certainly stays on track for like he has been for much of the second half of the season. So you've seen a bit of a bounce back from the Braves bullpen. You had some encouraging starts from Waskar Yanoa and Ian Anderson. You hope that the starting staff and the bullpen can put it all together while the offense stays consistent so the Braves can get another series win. But of course, that starts tonight. Tuki DeSant finding the magic once again. The Braves' offense being balanced and productive, as well as the bullpen ready to have a second straight productive game. Want to remind you, you could find the Daily Hammer, as well as the Talking Chop podcast and the Road to Atlanta podcast, all which have new episodes out at TalkingChop.com and at Talking Chop across all forms of social media. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Go Braves. Hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon here on the Daily Hammer.